and we're going to get started. So I have some cool news to share, which is I got my computer set up to resurrect the tech tree. So I might start. So folders, tech tree. Yeah. All right, so let's go to questions. Gran says cheese. Yep, cheese is always good. Bought a bag of shredded cheese. Yes, got plans to make some pasta and some cheese. Yosh, how's dog doing? Well, the dog heard me start talking and immediately started walking towards the front door to bark at it. So I immediately deployed my maneuver called Baby Gate. It sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh card. I deploy Baby Gate, and I don't know anything about Yu-Gi-Oh, in defense position. It's barking at the door. Correction, I know that I have a Yu-Gi-Oh card in my possession that's worth about $5, which is a lot for an individual card, but not that much. I also have a magic card worth, I don't know, $20 or something last time I looked. The value of it goes down over the years. But again, to me, having the novelty of I have a $20 Magic the Gathering card is always fun. Friend gave me some baseball cards recently as well. I should look into those, see if they're valuable. I feel like at the end of, like, my existence, I'll probably have like a framed like collection of expensive cards as like a picture in my apartment or whatever, right? It'll just be like, this card was worth $5. This was worth $20. Like, the amount of money that it's actually worth doesn't matter. It's just like, hey, this piece of cardboard was at some point worth $20. It's kind of silly. Moving forward to CompUser, who says, at one point you mentioned about something to doing, wanting to use creative days to work on random small one-liner bugs that simply haven't got around to. Do you still plan on doing something like this? Yeah, and then every week, my creative day just turns into like an extension of the rest of the week's work, and I don't get anything done. It's been a lot. Like, I don't understand exactly why. I had some like personal matters to attend to, etc., but it's just like crazy. Like, it's almost like, can I just like lie down for a second? I don't know if I've just done that. Like, I woke up a few hours ago, but like, hey, can I just like lie down again? we'll see what happens. Let's take a look at additional questions that we might have. Grant says, have you seen the new render that's been worked on at the moment in rendering discussion? It seems quite cool. No, I don't keep up with that stuff. Not through lack of interest, just through lack of like time. I don't know how many custom renderers are being written right now, but I know it's like more than one. And so it's very difficult for me to figure out which one we're even talking about. Which one is this new renderer that we're talking about? Renderer, got it. This one's fine. Renderer is fine. But just a quick reminder for those of you that are here. If you're making a third-party Resonite product, I don't suggest putting the name Resonite in it. I suggest putting it in a tagline. So an example is, let's say I make a tool which, I don't know, does some cool stuff for like Resonite, right? But it's not Resonite itself. I might be tempted to call that like Reso Cool or Resonite Cool or Resonite Tools or something like that. If it literally has the name Resonite in it, at some point in the future, we'll have to trademark violate, right? So instead, do like Grand's Avatar Tool, a set of tools for Resonite. Little questions. So what we're going to do for a little while, whilst I don't have questions, is I'm just going to share my screen and start rebuilding the tech tree, because I'm never going to get your voice. So keep going. Maybe the tech tree, when I'm recreating it, will help out. As you can see in the bottom, we have a backup. And in the top, we have what I was able to restore from backups in terms of actual Excalidraw stuff. Now, I've set up Excalidraw in my Obsidian like vault, which is like a digital note-taking app, so it's a lot easier to sort of... I don't like particularly like how the Excalidraw plugin works, so I've been meaning to look into the source code. I mean, you know, this IA button here comes from Excalidraw itself, Obsidian, but I would like that not to be there. And then additionally, I would love this top UI here to be larger, and in particular, this UI over here needs to be larger as well. Because like that's how you make a box, and then you go here, and here's where the settings are. This, I would love this to be like, I don't know, 1.5 to 2 times UI scale. So that's great. So we'll just kind of have to deal with that. So what we're going to do here is just focus on a section, because otherwise we're gonna like lose stuff. But yeah, keep the questions coming in, and I'll answer them as they appear. But if you don't have any questions, that's fine. Additional performance updates, Excel. Yeah, that's that done. I'll do the faces in like one big block, because by that I mean the icon, like here we've got this logo, etc. I assure you, this is a big image. It's just rendering blurry for some reason. This is restart render, crash, restart. If you're questioning why I'm doing this, I lost most up-to-date version. When I switched over to a new computer, a couple of things were like, what's the word, stressful or like confusing or complex, and in all of that I lost it. Like the way that like audio works in this case is if Discord shows, then wait, if Discord shows me recording stuff, then there we go. X06A says, wait, so basically any app tool public that has Resonate will get taken down? No. If you have Resonate in the title, my advice expands to the prefix Reso, but like that I can legally defend it, I think, with Resonate it. And part of owning a trademark is actually trying to do that. And we're not going to come after you like a bull in a china shop. It's just like, if we own a trademark, we need to, or we lose the trademark eventually. If you use Resonate, it might be a problem. But if you use Reso, then be more imaginative with your stuff. Look at other products that aren't in the VR chat world that do similar things. I say that because the VR chat world has got like a don't panic. Just think about it in the future, right? If you've got like a GitHub repo called like Resonate Thing, that's going to be fine. But if Resonate Thing becomes big enough that it needs ResonateThing.com, right? That might be a problem. It's just, I don't personally recommend doing that. And if you don't like that, I don't know, go yell at the trademark. You're not cooked at all. Like, it really is just like, if you are like accidentally or intentionally in some cases. So let's just look into like trademark infringement, like all sorts of guidance on that. You'll figure it out. If it's just like a GitHub repo, Draconis, I would suggest that you fix your audio. I know you can't help me, but fix your audio. Like, everyone else can hear me. It's got to just render write's fine. Bunch of others potentially. Where were we? Restart render on crash. My work. Yeah, those are fine. Those are fine. I just like it. It's like when you make a product, right? So those aren't a product. Those are just like a GitHub. But like a product is different. I'm trying to think of like a good analogy. I can't really think of it. Oh, actually, here's a good one. Apple, the company that makes the iPhone, etc. They have an app called Apple Maps, but they didn't always have an app called Apple Maps. So if someone took it upon them to make a product called Apple Maps before actually Apple made Apple Maps, that was like a third party map application that was designed specifically for Apple devices, when Apple Maps comes around, like legally speaking, who owns Apple Maps? Because Apple is, you know, giant and full of money, they probably registered a additional like trademark for Apple Maps. We can license the term as well, and that's like awesome. So if you've got something that does use our name, do let us know. It's just like it's more like, if you haven't done it, don't do it. If you've done it already, you're probably fine. Although do keep an eye on your emails, because like it probably won't be me. This stuff only affects us as we get larger. Because as we get larger, like, we do have people that will start maliciously camping on our trademark. And the malicious people who camp on our trademarks are things like those websites where you can download the Totally Not a Virus 18 Plus mod, you know? Like, those were literally infringing on our trademark. And so we had to bring those down. But if a case like that went towards the court system, they would be able to say, hey, you took down Resonate 18 Plus mod that's Totally Not a Virus, but you didn't take down Resonate Maps, which is clearly infringing on our stuff. And then I don't know the legalities of it enough, but like the courts would be like, oh, so you're only defending your trademark when it's an 18 plus totally non-virus mod. What is this? Oh, performance updates. Yeah. I don't know how to do the bendy arrows. See here, these are like bendy arrows. Like bendy. Don't bother renaming your stuff, right? It's so difficult to talk about like legal matters, but like it is something I've noticed where it's like, hey, if you're doing a brand new project, you might as well just like try not to use the Resonate name, okay? I'm gonna do the bendy arrows. That's how I bend them, I know that, but like this is like, these are like, I don't know, like plumbed arrows, right? But whatever. The look doesn't matter, it's just the con. If that still doesn't make sense, let me know. I'll write up a wiki page or something. It's like, we need huge worlds. Where did the text go? Did you see that? It kind of like just flew. Bubbles. Any additional questions? Hopefully not about trademarks. Let me head over to the Resonate Wiki tech tree, because I know there's a higher resolution image of whatever that is. It's in progress. Whatever. It's not in progress. What is it? Oh, domains. I honestly don't. Okay. You see that again? The text just like flew down. Let me see if I can do it again. Didn't do it again. Just like, okay. I can't reproduce the thing that's happened twice. Totally not reproducible, even though it's reproducible. All right. Those who can hear me are talking about what I'm talking about. So if you guys can't, maybe rejoin the stage. I'm going to rejoin the stage just in case. All right, I'm back on stage. Let's see if that's fixed in. I want these all to be smaller. They're too big. There we go. And then these all come from performance updates. Yeah, they sure do. All right, we got Zeta Reverb. I saw that one being there. It's there. Got additional performance updates. So like, I think it's like safe to say like this area is done. So I'm going to go ahead and cover it with like a red circle, or red square, whatever. And that's this area is done. No screen share. Of course there's no screen share because I rejoined the chat. Okay, so this area is done. What did I do up here? Oh yeah, I wanted to make this like a project. I did this and then I did no doobly-doo. And I did renderer project. And then that needs to be top aligned. And this goes in here. I'll leave that like there for now. Cause like, I don't think I just don't want to do that bit basically. All right. So we've got JSON protoflux nodes. Do we have DSP? We do have DSP. Okay, good. So that means I can go ahead and cover up this area is done. Follow physics sweeps. Yep. Physics sweeps registration fixes. Yep. Actually no, change from registration fixes to registration overhaul. Yes, this board is public. I am resurrecting it though, because I lost a backup. I will get you a link to the current. Jay's talking about running 50,000 tests. Jay, how many of those tests are just like silly? Are you sure? I guarantee some of them are silly. Audio. Okay, so DSP's done. Collections. We've got WASM. We need the command overhaul. That kind of goes like there. I'm going to put that there for the moment. Oh, dude, did I move these down? Looks like I moved these down. Made this a little smaller and then that got stuck there. Account page. Yes, happen again. What? Hello? Okay. Those who can hear me, please type in chat that you can hear me so I don't scream. Woo! Woo! try to put some text here. Okay. Now it's a script page. And then these two link together like this. Yeah, Linux should be fine with Discord. Like, Linux is, like, quite good with Discord. Discord's just Electron, anyway. If Electron's good, Linux will be... camera. Okay, I need to cover up more. This is UI rework. Better. Ah, I see what I did. Put this up here. Let me select underneath. I can't. So you see reset setting buttons and inspector rework and dark mode everything aren't actually grouped here. Interesting. So I should be able to select this. You know, multi-select? I'm very confused. We move you down here. Oh, gee. Let's move you down here for a second. Grab these two. Move you over here. Grab this. Put this back here again. Grab these two and this. Guys, I just grouped. Like, I literally just did it. They probably grouped the wrong way around. So what's happened here is the UI rework is now inside. So I'll fix up those in a moment. But I do need another... Give me another box. Can I have a box? Let me steal this. So this is better space tooling. I can go in. So what I'm trying to do is just get the content correct because I'll be able to like lay it out better later. Okay, session UI, dark mode, everything, camera streaming. Like, oh, I see what happened. So to give myself more room here, I moved this over here and then I expanded this. Ooh. Okay, yeah. Not right. But I'm going to go ahead and call the inventory rework done. Take a nice red square, put that over. Now the event stuff is done, but I don't like where this is. Like where this is located, there's just not enough room. So I'm going to put it down there for the moment. But again, we can get a red square and cover that one. Devices and peripherals is done. So get a red square, cover that. Yeah, Jay writes YAML. I also write YAML right now. You can ask questions about that. I say recently, it was like, YAML engineering. To expand on that a little bit, yesterday I got unblocked by corporate security at one of our business clients to deploy a Flatcar Linux instance to an Azure headless, an Azure VM in the Azure cloud that is designed to run headless instances. But the way that we're doing that is by using Flatcar Linux to run Docker Compose file. So the instance booted. So there is actually a headless VM running in the Azure cloud for this corporate client. It doesn't do anything. There's something wrong with the Flatcar configuration. But to figure out what's wrong, I have to connect to it. And to connect to it, I have to go through a bunch of corporate security stuff that I don't really understand. For anyone who is wondering, Azure Bastion or something? I will like learn what that is and take a look. I'm trying to change the quality of my shared screen because it doesn't need to be 60 FPS. Maybe that'll help. Like, honestly, 30 FPS at 1080 will be absolute. But yeah, like, Bastion is like a, I mean, they label it as like security, etc. But effectively, it's just sort of like a jump host, right? Instead of connecting directly to the VM, you go through Bastion. Bastion has additional security requirements and controls on it that make it like security, more security, yay. But then the other side of Bastion is it'll just give you an SSH connection to the server. It's like, that's exactly what I need. So I've got to learn how all that works today. Do we have additional questions? I kind of want to get this area done. Measuring terrain, animation timeline, molecule. Yeah, that area's done. What about here? I don't see... Oh, I do. It's right here. I'm going to move that out from this area because, I don't know. It feels like we need like a cloud area here, you know? I'll group it by like category at some point. But it looks like this entire area. So we can just expand this to the hard permissions, text-based script. Yeah, that's all done. Can we not talk about trademarks again? All right, a wiki page. Yes, if you just joined, you'll have to listen to the recording, which admittedly I haven't published, but I'm on a new computer that I've been on for like a month and a half, but still not finished setting up, which is exactly why I wanted to use NixOS, right? Because like every single setup operation that I did, I would effectively only have to do one, right? Let's say I need like Obsidian installed. I would just add like NixOS Obsidian, blah, 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 and then it'd be done. And I would never have to do it again. Yeah, uploading my shit requires me to install Node.js and then rummage through my old hard drive, which is currently plugged into one of those like toaster things, find the Node script to do some npm installing, and then find some credentials and stuff. Do I have rigid body physics somewhere? I sure do. Okay. I think we're all done. Like, I think that part's just done. So I'm going to just go bloop and then we're done. Okay, cool. I know there's lots to do here, but I do want to abridge this because lots of this was just me talking and I made a bunch more like stuff. Do we have wiki stuff? We do have wiki stuff. We've got a bunch of like stuff that's actually just done. Like advanced search is done. So I kind of like don't need to cover it. Cloudflare support isn't done though. So that can go in there. And that means this area's okay in there. Let's double check performance updates. Audio rework, audio, particles, photo dust, mesh upload, multiprocessor architect, the split. Oh, we do have like performance bug fixes as well. Let's do like, no. It's kind of done, but I'm gonna leave it there because like we do work on them like splitting code a lot. I think that can go now. All right, cloud spawning, PBS shader consolidation, low motion mode. You know, PBS shader consolidation, I'm actually unfortunately gonna have to set back to yellow. And I'm gonna put it up by the new renderer. It doesn't make sense where it was. Low motion mode, official cloud spawning, low motion mode. Okay, so that area is done. I think help tab was done because I saw a bunch of stuff there. Yep, I did. And then, tutorials. Now, avatar world, put gazebo. Sure, whatever. That's done. Green tutorials are actually, we're doing that now. No, the second one, not the top one. If only the UI scale was huge and I'd be able to see that. Do I have news facet? I do not have news facet. Help tab, boil shirin. Okay, that's all done. This actually didn't take that long. I thought it would take like an hour or so. Taking like barely half an hour. I couldn't start immediately. That's done. So green, put that in there. I'm honestly not even going to cover any of this. I will put like the end goals in there. So we can get, can I edit the text, please? Please let me edit the text. LDAP stroke Active Directory. I do Active Directory because not many people know what LDAP is. LDAP's just like an open protocol for doing Active Directory style stuff. And put business obelisk in. Oh, also this March date, it's no longer March. Like the person who set the March deadline left the company. So the March deadline just kind of like got deleted. That was fun. LDAP Active Directory, MS Learning Management System. Integration. This is done now. No, the second one. Although this is automated headless instance, which is what I'm currently doing. No. There we go. See if anything else is relevant. Your display names is relevant. Do we have it? We do. We'll put document sharing in if it's not there already. That is yellow because no one's working on it. Fuck. I do that like every single time. There we go. Let's do better group. All of these are done, right? So I'm not going to re-add them. They're basically covered under this. Group management's covered, meetings, product demos. Yeah, that's all covered. It's not actually stuff I need to work on. Universe settings. So universe to universe connection stroke sessions is like, okay, so universes are meant to isolate the session to be like, you know, only this universe can access this session. But what we want to do eventually is like, hey, maybe this universe is doing like a show and tell or something. And so they want a session that's open to like every universe or certain universes so there can be cross collaboration. I wouldn't use the word federation because that like refers much more commonly to like a specific set of technologies these days. And we wouldn't be doing that. The business like language behind it would be like tenants, a multi-tenant architecture. We kind of do have that with universes, but it's not like I wouldn't call it multi-tenant right now because there isn't enough control, like the here stuff like that. And this how did I word it, because I noticed it wasn't there. Video streaming, screen sharing, yep. Video streaming, not green, yellow, which leads to screen sharing, because that will be over video, which leads to browser sharing. I'm not the only one seeing that text like fly top right every time I do that. Yep, there we go. I'm going to call that done. Obviously, I need to like tidy up the pictures and stuff like that, but I can do that much faster offline. Like put on some like heavy metal, some techno, or maybe some YouTube videos and just like do all the pictures and align stuff correctly. I'm going to add, now that we've kind of realized like, hey, we don't need that moderation plugin. To give you the background on this, the wiki, it used to be that like to make an edit on the wiki, your first edit, you had to be sort of cleared by a set of moderators. We had like two or three people that were able to do it. And it just became a pain, right? Because no one understood why they couldn't edit the wiki or why the wiki wouldn't work when they edited it, despite the fact that I put documentation literally everywhere about how that all worked. So I was like, well, what if we just remove it? And we did remove it. And we have had a couple of scammers and spammers, but like we can handle those with like a different solve, like a solve that isn't making it difficult for legitimate editors, a solve that's making it difficult for malicious editors. Unfortunately, like an easy solution for that right now would be to be blocking Russian domains, which may come up with a problem. Let's say there's like a Russian group that plays Resonite and they want to link to their group, etc. But when that does happen, I can just be like, yo, I'll let that particular domain in. And once we figure out like a better restriction there, that can work. All right. Do we have any additional questions? Yes, Siravex, I've read your issue asking for interface editor. I just have not had time to get to it. Yesterday I was waiting for approval to run Flatcar Linux. And once that approval hit, it was time to go to bed. In the gaps, I rewrote the internal documentation for the team that we have on all of the bot commands. Like, you guys have bot command stuff on the wiki, but there's a bunch of internal bot commands that only team members can use that was only documented like sparsely and wasn't up to date. So I fixed that up. It was actually a request from the same corporate client I was waiting for. So I was able to extract worth from their purses by updating our internal documentation. To turn off my night film, I might just uninstall. I'm just like adding profile pictures now. That's what we're doing. Okay, Cyro, that's interesting. Who else do I need? I need Bob. Oh, I definitely need. I'm not doing Git. Git doesn't be needed. If he is, I'll grab him when he's needed. There's Gordley. Whoa, I clicked the wrong. All right, that should do. No, that's fine. Just that's fine. The impersonation thing is if you like pretend to be staff more active than that. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Half people's badges have Resonite on them. Half them. That's fine. It's visually distinctive. You haven't like fake given yourself the yellow text, etc. You're fine. Okay, so those are the pictures. I will add those to various locations off camera, yes. Need a logo for the community. Community. That's the one. All right, there we go. I got the tech tree sorted. So here, because this is now in Obsidian and it's using the Excalidraw thing, over here I have things like export image, etc. And this is already backed up. And not only is it's backed up as a .excalidraw file to my backup solution because it's within my Obsidian vault, which is automatically backed up. So Eric says, is CIDC CD fun? Yes, when it works. Fun when it works, yeah. It gets better when you start having like Lego bricks of stuff that you can do, which is something that Jay's actually doing, and Jay's doing a great job at it. So I don't remember if the repo is like open source or not. So I might be talking out my butt, but I'll take a look. Yeah, here we are. Oh, there we are. Jay linked it. Yeah. Composite actions. So those are like Lego bricks for CI. And what we can do is we can basically put them together. And the more blocks we write, the faster our CI work gets. So a great example right now, which I guess like There we go. We can put this in here. CI stroke CD. And then here we can have something which Jay is working on, which is an R2 action. Cloudflare. Might as well put GitHub on the front there. GitHub wants you to make sure that the H is capitalized. Branding and stuff. So what's happening right now is that usually when CI/CD runs on GitHub, artifacts, which are basically just like binary objects that are created as part of the CI/CD runner, are being stored in GitHub. And that costs money. But it's essentially just like file storage. So much to our usual approach of just shoving everything in Cloudflare R2, we're like, hey, what if you stored artifacts in Cloudflare R2? It's getting to the point with like how easy to use and how cheap compared to other options R2 is. I'm like, does R2 make sense for my personal backups? I don't know. Maybe like one location. Because like if you put data into R2 and then you don't touch it, it's like really cheap. What I want to get set up, and I need to look into providers more, is you know those like Glacial backup solutions? Those are where like you put, it's really cheap to store data, but it costs money to retrieve it. I want to do that for most of my backups because like I don't need the stuff I back up. I do know that I need to move off of Google because, you know, Google's increasing price, etc. One of the things I'm trying to figure out, though, is if I move off of Google for my main, like, you know, my main email domain, my personalized email domain, what happens to all the websites that I've used sign in with Google on with that email domain? Do this still work? Because if they don't, that's a problem. Because if they don't work, what I'm going to have to do is before I move my email off of Google, I'm going to have to go through all of the applications that I'm doing that with. No, I don't think, I think I might actually, I'm not sure. Like the email address would still exist. So nothing materialistically would like change. Like all the providers, bills, you know, newsletters, whatever, would still email the same email address. It would just end up going to a different location. Relating to Google accounts and stuff, I thought I'd lost my gaming channel. Did you know I have a gaming channel? Gaming channel segue. I thought I'd lost access to my YouTube gaming channel because I couldn't remember which email account it was on. And so I tried to log into, I used to have two Google accounts on the same email, just for like separation of concerns, etc. But once Google introduced pricing for even like the bare minimum Google accounts, I was like, oh, I'm not paying for two accounts. So I deactivated that one account. And then when I tried to sign in to YouTube and find my gaming channel, I was like, where is it? It must be on that second account. So I tried to log into that second account and Google was like, that account's been deactivated. So I reactivated it, which means that this month I'm paying double what I should be paying for Google Workspace. And I was like, oh, it's not on that Google account. It's on an older Google account that isn't even like custom. It's like an @gmail.com. So I've now found my gaming channel again and I've given my existing YouTube account, which is the one I log in with Google that causes the problem. I gave it access to my gaming account. So now I have access to the gaming channel back again. I'll link the gaming channel in the chat. No pressure. I need to move that deadlock clip I put on my primary account. I also need to finish uploading my Expedition 33 playthrough. I don't know why I didn't do that, but that's cool. There's like a hard drive I've got on my desk, which has like most of that playthrough on it. It's a lot of data. So got to get that. I just need to ram content into that channel. Like, okay, so like, here's some like lore, all right? You ready for some lore, some prime lore here? The entire reason that I sit with you today in this location in America, Washington State, is due to a series of events that I can trace back to my desire to be a Twitch streamer. I can trace it all the way back. Are you ready to hear the journey? Okay. So I used to work from home for a motorsports software company. And working from home at that day and age, this is like way before COVID, was kind of like lonely, right? And I'm like, well, you know, I could try streaming, I guess. I've got all these like Xbox games. And so I bought like a capture card. I got it somewhere still. It's like a really old capture card, though. This is not good these days. And I started streaming. And the like streaming group of people that I fell into, like what this day would be like a Twitch team. That I fell into, they were frustrated with Twitch. I can't remember why, because it was a long time ago. I know why everyone's frustrated with Twitch these days, but I don't remember why they were frustrated with Twitch back in the day. And they were like, we're going to check out this other streaming platform called Beam. Let's stream on Beam. Let's try Beam out. And then they were like, but all of my tools don't work. So they had like bots and like utilities and stuff like that. They didn't work for Beam because Beam used different chat. So I ended up in the developer conversation chat channel for Beam, asking questions about their API. And then they announced a competition on Beam, and it was like, here's our competition. Do something with our new API, win up to $500. Guess who won $500? And then from winning that, they were like, hey, do you want to come work for us? And I was like, hey, yeah, sure. And then they said, hey, you okay with us like being acquired by Microsoft? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, hey, do you want to move to America and Microsoft will pay for it? Sure. So like, here I am today, right? That was their like original, like, you know, 2016 prime. Wanted to be like a content creator on Twitch. Like, I wanted to just play games. So I might try doing that again, just like go live, etc. I don't expect anyone to watch me, but I just like, I don't know. It's easier for me to enjoy and focus on larger games like RPGs or you name it, right? Crimson Desert is a good example. Crimson Desert released a couple of days ago. I looked at that and I was like, that's definitely something I would have to stream. Not because I want to stream it, but because if I didn't stream it, I would have like some YouTube video on in the corner and I wouldn't be paying attention. I'd just be, it's easier to focus. Do we have any additional questions? We're getting to the top of the hour. I will clean this up, but the cleaning up is going to be grunt work, right? It's going to be like, oh, this arrow isn't straight. I want this arrow to be straight. Let me do, yay, okay, that looks better. Oh, it's still not straight though. Let's move them really close to each other. There we go. That's probably still not straight, but it'll do. I'll just be doing that for hours. I guess seeing as they're like relatively new boxes, we can go ahead and chuck Jay's icon down here. I want to make a key as well, right? So I want to like arrange these like more like in a grid and then put the name next to them like that. Don't screenshot this out of context. Do you have any additional questions or did I miss any questions? I only see like, oh, Grant has Noppet. Okay, I got it. I got one for you. I don't remember what it is, but I just need to sit and think for a second. Okay, bills, right? I sign up for paperless billing wherever the hell I can. I'm like, paperless billing. Do not send me mail. It does, like, especially when it's a bill, it doesn't make sense. Do not send me mail. My medical insurance and my dental insurance, which is separate for historical in terms of like establishment of the country, historical reason. But both of those companies refuse to do paperless billing. So every month they send me an envelope which has the same three pieces of paper in it. It has the bill, a page in like a million languages, like all the languages in the world, which talks about how to access the bill if you don't speak the language that the bill is in. And then another sheet of paper on the back of that, which is like a privacy declaration or something like that. So every month they send me three pieces of paper. Two companies send it to me. And the amount never changes and it's all on auto pay. So I don't need the paperwork. It just goes in a pile and then I shred it. But I have to open each one just to double check it isn't something else, right? So there's a pile in like my paper management system. It's just like an in tray of just opened bills that say the exact same thing. I don't bother shredding the language sheet or the privacy declaration sheet, but I do shred the bill. So I have to like split them apart, just bin the ones that aren't personally identifiable information, and then put the bill into my shred pile. And then periodically, I have to sit there and shred stuff. And when I do that, my dog is just like terrified, cowering in the bedroom as this like angry machine in the living room is going like, rah. I don't usually scan stuff as well. And I try and keep myself limited to paperwork. My usual like mentality on that is the company that sent me the paperwork probably has better records than I do. Didn't used to be the case. That's why you kept more paperwork, like historically, because everything was in paper. Paper would be lost, etc. But now there's like regulations and legislation and also stuff like that. Like the company probably has your paperwork sorted better than you do. But yeah, there we go. I'm gonna go ahead and leave off here. If you've got any additional questions, you know where to ask them. I will be back next week, maybe with a better tech tree, or maybe I'll forget. I don't know. What I'm gonna do now, when I hit like leave, is I'm gonna save the recording so I don't forget. Put it on my desktop, which guilt trips me into uploading it, even though I haven't uploaded it. And then I'm going to take the dog for a walk. And then I've got to figure out how Azure Bastion. If anyone knows Azure Bastion, hit me up in DMs. I'll speak to you guys.